Hello, and welcome to the third and final part of these musings on learning how to navigate through potentially confusing terrain. And the third ingredient to share with you today is about your pacing, the speed that you choose to move at in the mountains. And one of the elements that makes the biggest difference once you've got the basic skills under your belt is moving at a speed where you're comfortable, where your brain can function, it's not in oxygen debt, and you can actually spot the significant features that are around you and just check them off against the map. So by doing that, you're giving yourself constant feedback that you are indeed going in the direction that you want to. And the temptation when you're out or in life in general can often be to get busy, to move fast, to move as quickly as possible direct towards your goal. And very often you'll get there considerably faster and in considerably better shape if you do give yourself a bit more time to find what you need to be confident, to be comfortable. And the proof of the pudding, I guess, is in the eating. And with the navigational stories I've been sharing with you, the most compelling one to fit that would be the assessment week, a five-day assessment up in North Wales again. And towards the end of that week, you go out for a two-day expedition, including nighttime navigation exercises. So you're out from about 9 o'clock in the evening till 1 in the morning, something like that. And you're navigating in those areas with nothing but wriggly contour lines, but now you're doing it in the pitch black. And in our case, in fact, we were also doing it with a nice big storm blowing around. The wind was strong enough to have snapped one of my tent poles when I was pitching the tent earlier, and the rain was pretty much horizontal straight into your face. So it's a bit wet, and certainly not the easiest of conditions under which to be navigating. But all of the things I've been sharing with you, I did. And at every point where the assessor turned, they turn at any point and just sort of say, well, right, where are we? And the expectation is that you can pinpoint exactly where you are in the middle of this area with nothing but contours and a bit of water. So everything worked. I actually had a really, really good time. I'm a bit weird like this. So soaked outside and howling wind, pitch black, in the middle of this contour area beneath Carnarvon Llewellyn, having a ball, really. So it works. And more to the point, it works with anything that you want to learn. And that's maybe the biggest value of this. I can thank my coach for getting me familiar with this kind of approach. And we've talked a lot about navigator falls. They work really, really well for me. And maybe there's something in there for you too. Thank you for the support you've given, listening in, and the encouragement you've given me. I think I'll be doing more of these. I've really, really enjoyed it. So bye for now. I'll be online again very soon.